I'm Karen Hartglass. You're listening to It's All About Food. Okay, we're going to change things up a little bit, and I'm going to bring on my next guest, John Hines. He is a master trainer and business founder with over 30 years of global training experience. With his broad knowledge of human physiology and simple training philosophies, John has mastered the art of healing and strengthening the body. His dedication to these disciplines has yielded numerous patented training tools and a unique training methodology that continue to attract Olympic and professional athletes from all over the globe. And he's the owner and founder of the Monkey Bar Gym franchise and the vice president of Lifeline USA, a global leader in fitness innovation and product distribution. He's a graduate of the University of Wisconsin, the National Academy of Sports Medicine, and is certified by the National Strength and Conditioning Association. Super. Welcome to It's All About Food. You're Superman.
Thanks, Karen. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks.
Okay. Well, I hope my listeners go to my website, Responsible Eating and Living, and check out what this guy looks like, because he's an awesome specimen of humanity. You have some websites yourself. Where can people go to find out about you?
They can go to monkeybargym.com, and if they want to see more of my own training and nutrition and stuff like that, they can go to Johnny Hines. That's JohnnyHinds.blogspot.com. And that's my blog, basically telling you how I eat and train and restore my body.
Okay, let's talk about each of those things just briefly.
Sure.
How do you eat?
100% plant-based for about the last 12 years.
Woo! And you look that good, and you can get all that strength and muscle. How does that happen?
It's crazy how many times people ask that, where do you get your protein and stuff like that? And I always say, just, you know, all plants have proteins in them. Almost, if you eat strong plant foods, you're going to get strong. And you can eat plant wrong, too, and a lot of people do, and that's what's given us a tough go about it sometimes, because so many people who have eaten just cheap plant foods, you know, like potato chips and Kool-Aid, and they think they're plant-based, you know, they give it a bad name, and people get a stereotype that you can't eat plant-based and be super strong and lean and energetic, and that's completely false. And we're proving that. I mean, my gym is the only gym in the world that's plant-based. All the trainers are lean and strong and vibrant, and we're excellent examples of what can be achieved by eating a plant-based diet and also training in a completely functional way.
I love it. Now, we were talking earlier on the show about doing things from the inside out. And I know that there are many athletes out there that look really stunning on the outside, but they're not eating the right foods, and they are not as stunning inside.
Right.
They can...
And that's real common. I mean, about most, you see it happen where they're young athletes, they're okay, and they can get away with it. But as they get longer into their careers, things start creeping up on them. They have the back pain in the morning when they get out of bed. The back aches start to hurt them during their games. They have the tight hips, hamstrings. And it's just from a lack of movement, one, doing things in a balanced manner, and also eating a diet that creates health from the inside out, like a plant-based diet does.
Right. Now, what is the art of healing from your point of view that you have mastered?
That's doing things in a manner that creates balance in your life, making you feel happy and healthy, basically, is the goal. And that's a question that I constantly want. I ask myself that all the time. Am I feeling good, healthy? Am I happy? And if I'm achieving those things, I know I'm on a good path. If I'm listening to my gut, my heart, and I always strive to go by that, listen to my gut. And when I eat good, healthy foods from the earth, that makes me feel good, healthy, and happy. When I train in a way that's instinctive and it's movement-based, it's not muscle-based, because we focus on movements, not muscles. Mm. And when you do that, you're connecting to the way that we've moved for thousands and millions of years as primates. We move by crawling, climbing, running, and jumping and reacting. And that's the exact way that I've trained everybody since I started training some 30-some years ago. And it works because it's fun and it's instinctive. And when you put those things together, you have a recipe for long-term health, especially with a diet that is instinctive and natural for us, which is a plant-based diet. And you're doing things that are, when they're fun and they're healthy, and they improve both your movement and you from the inside out, how can it be wrong? And that's what creates that balance in the body and in the mind. It gives a long-term health so that, you know, you can do anything that you want at any age that you want. And that, to me, is the goal.
Now, I've heard a lot of guys that are weightlifters. They say that they have to have animal protein in order to really get big.
Right. And that's just that mindset. They're still stuck in the matrix, basically, that's the only way. And those are, you know, so many people will still say, well, you got to bench press. Well, you have to do, you know, your leg curls and blah, 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 stuff like that. It's just an old mindset. They're stuck. And so what needs to happen is what we've been doing. I mean, I'm 49 years old. I could still dunk a basketball, and I'm strong as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I point those things out is not for ego, but it's to stress the point that you can do anything that you want at any age, and you do not need to rely on the animal products in order to do that. It's a complete myth.
I like that. You can do anything you want at any age. Let's underline that. That's so important. People think that they get older and they're supposed to get aches and pains and slow down and feel miserable.
No, you're not supposed to have aches and pains. You're not supposed to slow down. If you choose in your mind that you're getting old, you will get old. Yeah, and if you choose in your mind that you'll stay young and vibrant, you know, and you do things that support it, like moving, like putting foods that are high nutrient dense foods into your body that support fast recovery, that allow you to continue to train and move at a high level, there's no end to what you can achieve. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's magic.
Everything that we can do.
It sounds too good to be true. It's so simple. Now, what about your style of exercising? What goes on in the Monkey Bar Gym? What's there and what isn't there?
There is no machines there. There's no mirrors there. And we don't wear shoes generally most of the time. So it's no shoes, no mirrors, no machines. And been training that way for a long time. I've been going barefoot for 17 years in my training. And it's caught on over the last 5 or 6 years. You know, people are starting to do it. But we have protocol to everything that we do so that we teach people how to do all these things in a safe manner. Because it's good for you, but you got to learn how to progress into it. But those are the things that we don't have in the gym. The things that we do have in the gym are movements that are fun and instinctive. Like we teach people how to crawl. We teach people how to walk on their hands at their level. We teach people how to climb ropes and do chin-ups and pull-ups and swing from bars at their level. We teach people how to run and jump at their level. And what I stress is their level. So no matter where you are, what level that you are at, whether you're 80 years old, you're an 18-year-old teenager that's full of energy, it doesn't make a difference. If let's say you're an 18-year-old and I'm an 80-year-old and I've never worked out and you're on the high school volleyball team and you're a stud, well, then you would do jumping drills today, maybe resisted, where I would do a simple squat that prepares me for, if I wanted to, someday to jump. But it's slower movement. It's working towards full range of motion. That's what beginners at the Monkey Bar Gym do, which we call stability level, because that's you're just gaining your balance and your movement. And that's the safest, smartest way to indoctrinate somebody into relearning how to move again. And then that same movement of doing a squat is just accelerated to add speed to it so that they eventually are jumping, so that everybody can work out together, everybody can benefit from the same type movement, and all workouts are done in a way that we balance all types of movements, whether it's jumping and running or pushing and pulling, like, for example, walking on our hands and climbing a pole. Those are opposites, and they balance each other.
You know, I'm thinking about how good this is for so many reasons. You know, even people that really think they're fit and have a lot of muscle are not very flexible. And they might get themselves in a situation where they bend in the wrong direction and they rip, they tear, they break, they have problems.
Yes.
And I also think about when we fall. Some people fall accidentally. Some people fall because they don't have balance or they have some problem. But I think you could talk more about this maybe. But when we learn how to move, when we learn how to react, we even learn how to fall so it doesn't hurt us.
Exactly. And we do that in every single class. We teach people how to do cartwheels. We teach people how to fall and roll forward, how to fall and roll backwards. We teach you how to crawl and then roll into a forward, roll into a standing position, to walking backwards and falling and rolling backwards back up onto your feet.
Sounds like fun.
That
sounds like fun.
Sounds like some of the gymnastics Karen and I did way back in the day.
That's right, when we were younger.
It is.
Yeah.
That stuff's fun, but like even that stuff, let's say a person's coming off an injury. Well, then they have to do stuff at a more basic level. And so what we do is a form of yoga called Aishin's Yoga, which is a very unique style of yoga that anybody can do it. And it's all about realigning the body to develop stability and mobility at the same time. But we do it with we can do it on our own, but you can also do it with a partner giving you hands-on feedback. And that's the thing about Aishin's Yoga that's truly unique. You can sometimes work with a partner and they can tell you, you know, to lengthen a little bit more here or resist your neck back a little bit more here, because we don't see those weak links. And working with another person, they can help you out to create strength where there was weakness beforehand. And that's a big premise of the gym.
I like it. You know, I think we're learning more and more that humans have excelled and survived because of cooperation, not because of survival of the fittest.
Exactly.
Can I chime in a minute here?
Yeah, please.
Hi, my name is Maya Doe. I spoke earlier about my son with autism, and I'm listening to you talk, and one of the things that happened with my over-focusing on my son and all the energy that it took to heal him is that although I had been a very active and fit and athletic person, I lost a lot of that. I developed injuries, and I lost the confidence movement-wise to build that back up. And I did go to my traditional gyms where I live in New Jersey, and some of what happened from that is that I gained more injuries because it wasn't movement-based like you're describing. And people that are coming back to rebuild themselves, I'm listening to you talk about building balance and stability and moving through a natural field of movement, and I'm thinking that's exactly what I needed. And it's very difficult to find a facility that's geared that way. I'm very impressed.
Well, thank you. But you can do it from your house. We have our workouts are free every day online.
Fabulous.
The Aishin's Yoga that I talked about, we made a DVD so that people can practice it at home, and I guarantee you that will help you out incredibly. If you just do the beginner sequence for a minimum 30 days straight, your life will change, I guarantee it.
Thank you very much.
And then after that, and then after that, you follow the workouts at your level, which as you're starting, it would be stability level. And this is a level that my mom works out at. She's 81 years old.
Ooh.
She can now, after open heart surgery and having a stroke, she can now do a full hanging pull-up. She can do a squat with her feet all the way together, butt to heels.
Whoa.
And she can kick up into a handstand.
Wow.
That's fantastic. I'm all in for that video.
Definitely. We got it. Now, where do we find that?
MonkeyBarGym.com.
MonkeyBarGym.com.
And you'll just go to the, and just on our store, you'll find the Ice and Yoga DVD, and you'll follow the beginner sequence for 30 days, minimum 30 days straight, and I guarantee your life will change. It's amazing.
Now, what about when you have an injury? Are there some that you should work out with, some you shouldn't work out with? Because a lot of people think when they're injured, they should just do nothing.
Yeah, see, that mindset, it's basically just a give-up mindset, and I hate that. And doctors oftentimes tell us, oh, just don't do anything. Well, that's not stimulating blood to flow through the body. You want blood to flow through the body. But let's say, for example, your knee hurts. Well, then just do things that don't make your knee hurt. That means you can do a push-up. You can do a pull-up. You can do if you use kettlebells, a kettlebell swing. You know, you can do tons of exercises that don't aggravate your knee. You can do almost the entire yoga sequence at whatever level that you want of bending your knee, as long as you don't bend it so much that it hurts. And what is that doing? It's stimulating flow of energy and blood through the body, and that's what helps to recover and heal the body. If you let it sit, it's stagnant. It's just like a traffic jam, and the police guy in the middle of the streets just saying, everybody just sit here. The traffic jam will miraculously clear itself. No. It's totally bogus to think that way. Move, and you will heal yourself.
How did you get to be so smart?
I study animals all the time. That's how I learned so much. And I was fortunate that my dad, you know, my dad is the head president of Lifeline USA. And he, at a very young age, he invented the Lifeline jump rope. And then he invented the Lifeline gym when I was a real little boy. So I started thinking outside the box as far as exercise from the time I was about 6 years old. And he introduced me, because a lot of people liked his equipment when I was really little, so I got to meet a lot of pro athletes. And I always asked, how can this stuff help them move better? And then I always would look at how humans moved, and humans always moved in a segmented manner. And then I look at animals out in the wild, and they never moved in segments or isolation. They always moved whole body. And that always confused me as to why do humans move in isolation when every other species on the planet moves whole body. And so it never made sense to me. So from the time I was little, I always started moving whole body, and my performance was always high. But yet when I succumbed to training with my buddies and saying, what do you bench, basically, mentality, my performance dropped. So then when sensibility hit me again and just said, man, you don't need that stuff, I went back to training the way I used to. My performance went, you know, to incredibly high levels, to the point that I could hit my head on the basketball rim, and I'm only 6'1½". And I hit my head on the rim. That's almost 48 inches, which almost nobody on the planet can jump that high.
Wow.
And that made me realize there's something to moving full body. And so I just then applied it to every other type of movement that we do, whether it's pushing or pulling. And the results have always been phenomenal with myself and my athletes that I train. And then 12 years ago, I just thought, well, why not bring it to the masses? Why not teach everybody how to move this way, how to restore their body with the ice and yoga, and how to eat plant-based so that we heal ourselves from the inside out. And it's working incredibly well. We're affecting tens of thousands of people all over the world. We're in 6 continents now, and we're growing really fast. And it's really exciting right now, everything that's happening.
You are awesome. You are just awesome.
Thank you. I do my best. I'm trying to help the planet and people.
I just love the energy.
As best I can.
I just love the energy that's coming out here that I'm feeling from you. You really have some good positive stuff going on. Now, you talked about getting up in the morning and asking yourself, kind of checking in and seeing how you're feeling and if you're happy. And, you know, a lot of people aren't.
Yes.
What do you do to kind of get to motivate people and help them along to find joy?
Well, you got to really truthfully ask yourself, am I happy? You know, and am I doing things that make me happy? You know, am I listening to my gut? And as Bruce Lee used to say, be like water, my friend, be like water. And that meant flow. That means do not resist life, whether it's martial arts or business or relationships. You know, you got to flow, go with the flow. And that means, you know, like, it doesn't necessarily mean just eat ice cream and lay around all day. It doesn't mean that. No, the objective is to do things that make us happy and do things that help the planet and people, because that is what we are all here for. We are not just here to help ourselves. We are here to help each other to evolve to a higher place, whatever that may be for each person, but to help make ourselves and the planet better for future generations. And so what are you doing that you enjoy on a daily basis that makes you happy and that does a greater good? And so I think about how can I affect the planet in the biggest way? I can help people, you know, eat in a better way that's tasty, that makes them leaner, that makes them stronger, and makes them healthier. And that's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
Them, you know, and if I can teach them how to move in a way that's instinctive, that'll help them get leaner and stronger and healthier and have a lot of fun while they're doing it, I'm going to do that. And that's what I strive for every single day. And for people out there, there is a choice. There's something else out there besides the monotony of isolated training and also getting on a piece of cardio with a TV 1 foot in front of your face and zoning out for an hour and feeling like that's your choice. There's so much more out there. It's incredible. Have fun with movement. Crawl around. Jump up and do some jumping rope and learn how to do a bunch of tricks.
Phew.
You know, climb over furniture. Just have fun with things. Try out workouts and stuff and play with little kids. You know, get out there and run with your dog and do different types of movements that you have fun and that from your heart make you smile. And that stuff will reap incredible benefit for you just on movement. On the eating point, you know, we don't have to eat as much food. Eat just less, eat less food. You'll have lots more energy. Eat plant-based because you'll do yourself and the planet good. And that will make, and you'll lose fat, you'll feel a lot better, and you're going to do everybody a lot better for short and long term. And both of those things you can do easy. You can do those starting right now today, and it doesn't have to be this enormously difficult thing to do. And if you want stuff to do it, whether you want to go to a gym and do our workouts or do them at home or go to a Monkey Bar gym, it's all free, and it's on our website, monkeybargym.com.
I love it.
We do that because we want to help people and planet. You know, it's free.
I love everything you're saying, and the thing that I didn't realize before, this whole thing about moving the whole body. We are such a reductionist society. We're a reductionist in so many ways with medicine, where we have specialists that look at one part of the body, not the other. And on the planet, we are all connected. We share the same air, the same water, and we all need to realize how connected we all need to move together. So it just all makes sense that we need to exercise our bodies this way and move our bodies as a whole, not as different pieces. It's brilliant.
Exactly.
So thank you so much for joining me on It's All About Food. It was really a pleasure talking to you and hearing your energy, and I can't wait to go to monkeybargym.com.
Thank you very much, and I hope you all have a great day.
Okay, I'm Karen Hartglass. You've been listening to It's All About Food. I want to thank my guests, John Hines and Maya Dow. And I'm Karen Hartglass, and you can send me an email at info@realmeals.org. I need to hear from you. Okay? Have a delicious week.